Hello.
Hey, Ivan Forrest, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
Good. Hey, I'm calling. We had an appointment about your 501 Catherine Street. I wanted to talk to you. My assistant Sid has spoken with you yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get some more information and, see if we could come up with a solution that makes sense for both of us. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, it's a good time. Good chat.
Okay, perfect. So, can you tell me a little bit about what's going on? I mean, I read the notes. I see it's vacant. You did some updates. What exactly did you get done?
Just had renters in there for a few years and just kind of went in and like redid the floors and painted everything and kind of made it move-in ready for new people or whatever after they moved out. So, yeah.
Okay. And when are you looking to sell the thing as soon as, somebody,
Whenever,
whenever?
I mean, whenever I can sell it as soon as possible. So,
Would it be all right if I was able to get inside of it and take a look at it so I could, give you a number that is pretty definitive instead of, what a lot of people are going to do is they're just going to give you a number over the phone and then, possibly renegotiate with you because, they found that this is this and that is that. So would it be all right if I was able to get in there?
What time or when?
It's really, up to you. I mean, I'm available in the afternoons is when I, usually leave my office. So sometime next week, if that's convenient with you.
I'm actually traveling for work all next week, so I won't be able to do it. I mean, you don't work weekends, right?
Yeah, I work on weekends.
Yeah, maybe.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say maybe one of these weekends wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay. What about since you're traveling next week, your mind's probably focused on that. What about like the 12th, which is a Sunday?
Yeah, possibly. Are you guys, just to make sure before you guys go out there, so you save time for me and yourself, are you guys one of those companies that comes in and super low balls it? Because if it is, don't even just save time. Don't even bother coming out.
So we do many things. Lowballing is not one of those things that we do. What I do is I give you the highest, my highest and best at the beginning. So, and then it's like, you either, say, yeah, that works for me or it doesn't work for me. I don't really, I know you're busy, I'm busy, and if you want to work with me, you want to work with me, and if you don't, you don't. I don't live in this world of maybes and string you along and stuff like that. I just don't do that. But I mean, you don't know until you know if our number makes sense or not for you. But
Interesting.
we try to, we have a model, we have a profit margin, and we try to create a fair offer for both of us. That's just what we try to do. I'm also a realtor, so if that doesn't work and you just wanted to list it, then we could talk about that as well. If a cash offer doesn't make sense to you, we specialize in creative strategies. If you wanted to mitigate your initial tax hit, we could talk about some financing options or stuff like that. Is there's just all kinds of ways to do this, but I just need to, take a look at the property first, and then I can see what makes sense for you or doesn't.
Yeah, possibly. I'm not sure. I have started talking to a realtor I've worked with before about just potentially putting it on the market, so
Okay. So Sunday the 12th, would you be available in the morning or the afternoon?
know. Let's hold off on it for right now, so, but I appreciate the call.
Okay, Ivan, thank you.
Right, thanks.
Bye-bye.